Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Me channel Marvin Gaye on this one. Yeah. The universe, baby. Pick a star. Any star, baby.
Bought myself a one-way flight to the nearest star. Traveling at the speed of light to get where you are. I've been traveling all night. I'm halfway to Mars. Gotta get back to you. Yeah. Can't wait.
Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Everyday People Show. Gary Joyner. Gary Joyner! Yes. Yes. What's going on, America? What's going on? What's really going on? Am I a target? Are all black men targets? Are we targets of the police? Shoot. You ask me, that touch is probably going to be yes. Yes, probably very stupid of me to say, no, we're not targets. And I know some people might think that we're just making some of this stuff up, you know, that it's just the media, you know, just me just covering us right now. And I don't really, the media's covering us. Or the media is covering our ills and our, but the media is got a big thing to do with how our image is betrayed, and they are portraying us as freaking evil. Yes, we are being portrayed as evil. We have evil thoughts. It's been going on forever, man. Before I was even here. Before I was even thought about, before I was glimmering my daddy's eye, we have been treated like crap, you know? And yeah, some things have improved over time. You know, it's hard for me to determine which is really, you know, we got some things to be improved over time, but, you know, it's hard to determine if it's good enough for me. Is it good enough for me? Are improvements enough for me to be happy about it? No. I'm not going to be satisfied with where we are. I'm not going to be satisfied with the way we're being portrayed in our images. And as much as I can sit here and say, well, you point the finger at ourselves and point the finger at the media, golly. I think the big problem is the generalization of things, the way people like to generalize everybody and just say, hey, everybody, let's keep them all together. They're all one and the same. And then they'll use a statistic to back that up to try to, you know, justify their bigotry towards, or justify, yeah, they justify bigotry and racism towards, their feelings towards us towards them and whatever they continue to use, and they'll use it at will, and they like to paint us and put us in corners and, you know, get us to where we're distracting, we're looking elsewhere, and the major look trick still works. The major look trick still works. Yeah, the police officers say, oh, black lives, if y'all think black lives matter, then they should have been protesting at an abortion clinic. Totally different subject. Has nothing to do with the killing of black men. Has nothing to do with that. They're different subjects altogether. We can deal with them. We get to deal with them different. It's like dealing with different clothes. We don't wash our clothes. If we just can wash all our clothes, white and blacks and all colors and stuff all together, it could be a hot mess. If we just use cold water, but then we'll have some dingy white shirts coming out. Some of our clothes will be probably messed up. Some of our brighter clothes will be messed up. Maybe the dark clothes might keep its color. If we all use cold water, maybe, but we still wouldn't be as bright as they could be. That's why we separate things. These are separate issues. not hard to see. It's not hard to tell what's going on. It's not hard to tell that what's going on in these communities. You've seen it. It really hit up the height when we had that shooting in Wisconsin this week. I think that was this week or earlier this week. Does it really matter when it happened? It happened recently. And then we had the more recent shooting where a police officer killed a man in the cab. That wasn't even far away from where I'm living at. Killed him. He was butt naked. He came forward and he refused to stop. They shot him. Clearly he had no weapon on him except if you want to count what's between his pants, if he didn't have any pants on, but if he could count his jewels, that was the only weapon he had. Yet, police found reason to just pull the trigger on him and take his life away. Now, I think that some of this has got to do with the training of these police officers. Why is it permissible to protocol for them to use a kill shot in every matter? If somebody stops moving forward, if I ask you to freeze there, and you keep coming forward, don't you have other things you can do? Don't you have a taser that you can use? You know they don't have a weapon, but he's moving forward. What makes him, is he gonna strangle you? Does he have any kind of mind games? He's gonna play with you to kill you? He's gonna do some kind of secret move? It's not gonna happen. But it always seems to be the case where we're biting the dust. And the only reason why that bum Charles Barkley ain't bothered about it is because he thinks he's better than the rest of us. He does. Bump him. I really would like to say give him the but it wouldn't be enough. Because he's still, we can label him too. We can label him, put him in the corner somewhere, but that wouldn't be enough. It's not enough to get him. So we got to think about how and which way to get inside him and make him bothered. Like we're bothered that he was thinking, say the stupid things that he do, the stupid things that come out of his mouth on a daily basis. Because clearly he is dumb. Because clearly he's a buffoon. Man, I'm labeling him right now. I gotta calm down sometimes, but it really bothers me about that guy. That guy really put some heat up underneath me. He put some hot on my collar that bit. Really, he has nothing. He doesn't, man, clearly. But there's a lot of folks like him, and he won't be the only one. We have a whole list of them, but I got problems with that. It's going to continue to happen until we stop it. And that's the reason why I chose to talk about that today because, I would try to talk about something else because I know everybody else be talking about these things all the time on an everyday basis. They were talking about this stuff and it would get people heated up and they would get some popularity for their little programs and stuff. But when I want to talk about things, when we talk about things, you got to be responsible. And you want to be, I'd rather be passionate and believe what I really am saying than just to go out and blurt something out and have no, just to get, use it for ratings and stuff like that. You have to have a passion about what you're doing. We have to make real changes in this world because, and I really believe that we have to get a common bond, a common core within every man. That gets people upset. This will get people upset enough to where they believe that change is necessary. And I don't know when is it going to stop because it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. But one of the things we have to do, we've got to start writing and going back to the old-fashioned basics. It's not just enough to vote. It's also we have to do some writing and start writing our freaking politicians and stuff and start getting involved, not just getting involved in politics where we just going to the voting booth when it's election day or anytime they have an election, anything of importance. We got to do this on a day-to-day basis where we always trying to straighten up our communities and trying to take charge of these what's going on, because we have to start teaching positivity in within ourselves to help to clean up the way we are being viewed. And where we, the way we are being viewed right now is in the negative light, and I don't like that. I think we can improve that. Great deal. We can improve that through our enlightenment. And we're going to enlighten ourselves, love ourselves, you know, bring a load up that self-esteem, that low standard that we've come to expect and believe about ourselves, because, you know, we see the negative images every day. There's negative images not just within our media and propaganda, but we have negative images that we are facing within our own lives. Like, some of our fathers are not there. Some of our black men are not there. They're not participating in our home. And we got to change that. If we don't have them there, then it's up to us as community people to step up and take charge and, you know, look these young men in the eyes and try to find out where they're going, what's their plans in life, and what do they plan to do. The thing that I want to do as a person right now is I want to get ownership of something. I want to start owning things, because one reason is because I think this will change. It'll change things. We can change the way we trade in our media. But if we can own some media companies and corporations and we start owning other things, you know, that's our dollars. And I'm not just speaking in terms of being, you know, a black economic. No, I don't want, as a black person, I understand that, you know, going through the worst of things and how I don't want to push that onto somebody else. How, you know, I would never try to want another race or culture to be portrayed in a negative light and generalized to the point where it is okay for people to see them as someone to shoot at, and it's okay, and we'll turn them into demon. We'll just start turning them into something evil by just trying to wreck his record. His so-called police record, or his school record, or school records, because they're going that far. School records, like, that means that he's automatically trying to become a thug, and, you know, they use words, it's like thugs, you know, the thug word. It was to be, we sometimes take these things as terms of endearment and try to change the way people, where we see ourselves. We took a word like the word nigger, turned it into something where it is a term of endearment, but you have to notice the difference when somebody's using it. And for our own culture, it's like the word gets flipped. The word gets flipped positively and negatively in the black community. The word gets flipped positively and negatively. That nigger ain't shit. You might hear somebody say that. Or they'll go, yeah, man, my boy did this. That's my, he did something that he was proud of. He's like, man, that's my nigga. And you know, I try not to use the whole thing altogether, but, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll use the word myself. It's not something that, you know, I would recommend people to do. I don't really like to do that, because I'm trying. We have to come to an agreement on what this word means, positively and negatively. And I'm not certain, because they keep flipping it. I'm talking about the black folks. We keep flipping it. And the way the other side sees it is that, if they can use it, why can't I use it? Of course, they know the reason why they can't use it, but they still trying to play stupid, trying to play dumb for some reason, really stupid. And there's so much stuff to fight these negative images, and it's just so much that's going on. And, you know, I'm losing my subject matter somehow, you know, talking about this. You know, I think that we have to get better, though. So I'm looking at everything. I'm just trying to see a bigger picture things. I'm trying to see bigger picture, try to get to where we improve as a people, not just, you know, and then we try to grow out of this whole, you know, we try to grow beyond just our own, you know, own thing within our community and get beyond our, just our community, because this, you know, it's one thing to talk about, yeah, I like all this black stuff, it's all this black movement, this power, the power thing to try to create power for ourselves, but I want to get beyond that too. So I'm not knocking the folks that, the militants that helped us get to certain, helped us get to a certain point, but I'm starting to look to see where else can we go, because I need to get there. I need to get to have a bigger destination than just to sit here and just, you know, be happy amongst ourselves. You know, get these groups together. Let's bash the white person for what he thinks and what he believes. Then, you know, we're not getting far enough. I mean, we have to use more of our heads here. We gotta try to use our heads here. And it's not about trying to please the other side and just trying to, you know, trying to be a, what do I call that? We have a definition for it. It'll come to me in a sec, but we got to get farther than where we are right now as people. It's just not, it's not good enough. You have to do more. We have to do more. We have to get better and do more. It could be anything. It could be everything. We got to throw everything. We got to find out. We got to see what sticks. We got to throw everything out, see what sticks. We got to stick and get with that program, because I don't really have every solution. Like I always say, let's start at the bottom where we have low self-esteem, low self-image. Let's improve that first. We love ourselves. We improve ourselves. We think bigger. We know who we are. That's our best defense out there. If we shall, you know, I don't really want to put, you know, I just really want positivity. And I like happiness, but I want to grow beyond that. I need to find common bonds with people, not just the people of my own race and color and creed. It's just not satisfying enough for me. It's not enough. It's not. And I'm not disrespecting any of those people that gone before me and did it. I'm thankful for every one of y'all. Every one of the people that's done that before, God bless them all. But I really would like some. I really would like to go farther than that. Really would. I'm really getting tired of being the okie doke into the major look thing. That game's tired, and I'm tired of it being played. I'm tired of us falling for it. Look out for the okie doke when they tell you stuff like, oh, you know, you when you're putting your attention on one subject and they try to switch it to where, to try to make it feel wrong, and you get all caught up in some other thing that is totally different. You got to wake up and be aware of that, because that's what they're going to do. That's what people will do. That's what media personnel will do. They will do that all day. All day long, and have you misled. And trick you into thinking something that has nothing to do with it. And it really, you know, the religious folks get caught up in that, and just about everybody else, just about everybody gets caught up in it, because, you know, we get tricked, because we're so passionate about one thing, then they throw us off for pointing us in another direction. It's an easy trick. It's something that's been used. They use it forever. It's the oldest trick in the book that you heard it said, and it's what they'll use. It's quite alarming right now, and the deaths keep mounting up. The deaths are not going to keep mounting up. We're going to have to stop it. I really believe they're going to have to. It's going to come to a head sooner or later. and we're going to have to do something positive about it, change about it, for it to turn, for it to get it a different direction than it is, you know. And I'm going to use everything I can. I will use everything that I can to get things in the right direction. And whatever the right direction seems to be. All right? All right. So, this is Gary joining for Everyday People Show. I'd like to thank you for listening today. Have a good one.
She's been gone almost 2 weeks now. Tired as hell, but I can't sleep now. I miss my kids.